And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 2nd of June, 2015. 1865, on this day, the Civil War came to a formal end. Confederate General Kirby Smith surrendered his forces west of the Mississippi, and the Confederate Army ceased to exist, and the war that cost 620,000 American lives was over. It's the birthday of Thomas Hardy, born in Dorset, England, 1840. He was an architect who set out to write novels, and with the publication of his fourth novel, Far From the Madding Crowd, 1874, he turned to writing full-time. His novels set in the area he called Wessex, the southwestern counties of England, The Return of the Native, Tess of the D'Urbervilles, Jude the Obscure. There was some controversy about Jude the Obscure, about his depiction of sex, and he turned away from fiction and turned to poetry. Published his first collection when he was 58 years old, went on to publish seven more, about 1,000 poems in his lifetime. It's the birthday of Barbara Pym, born Shropshire, England, 1913, author of comic novels about upper-middle-class life in England, including Excellent Women and Quartet in Autumn. It's the birthday of the novelist Carol Shields, born Oak Park, Illinois, 1935. She married after college, moved to Winnipeg, had five children, and being a mother inspired her to write. She said, "Having children woke me up. I knew I had to pay attention. All my senses seemed sharpened. I seemed capable of more." Her first novel, Small Ceremonies. Her big success was Stone Diaries in 1993. The story of a woman named Daisy Goodwill Flett lives to be 90, goes from Manitoba to Sarasota, Florida, is married several times, raises children, and whose final thought at the end of her life is, "I am not at peace." And it's the birthday of Dorothy West, born in Boston, 1907, moved to Harlem, became part of the Harlem Renaissance, a friend of Ralph Ellison and Richard Wright. Finally settled on Martha's Vineyard, her family's childhood vacation home, where she wrote two novels, The Living is Easy and The Wedding, in 1995, set on Martha's Vineyard in the 1950s. Story of a wealthy black family's struggle with identity and race as the youngest daughter prepares to marry a white jazz musician. Here's a poem for today by Annie Lightheart, entitled The Hundred Names of Love. The children have gone to bed. We are so tired we could fold ourselves neatly behind our eyes and sleep mid-word, sleep standing, warm among the creatures in the barn, lean together and sleep, forgetting each other completely in the velvet, the forgiveness of that sleep. Then the one small cry, the strike of the matchhead of sound, one child's voice and the hundred names of love are lit as we rise and walk down the hall. 100 nights we wake like this, wake out of our nowhere to kneel by small beds in darkness. 100 flowers open in our hands, a name for love written in each one. A poem by Annie Lightheart, The Hundred Names of Love, from Iron String, published by Airlie Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.